In a packed courtroom, the man accused of shooting and killing one student on the Seattle Pacific University campus and seriously wounding two others pleaded not guilty. As KPLU Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle explains, he may use an insanity defense.
Courtroom's locked down. Please remain seated if you're not involved.
Extra security precautions were taken as Aaron Ibarra was escorted in shackles into a King County courtroom, a glass partition separating him from observers. On the back of his white jail jumpsuit, it read, "Ultra Security Inmate."
State versus Aaron Ray Ibarra.
Ibarra is charged with first-degree murder and attempted murder, including a charge for pointing his shotgun at a female student and pulling the trigger, only to have it malfunction at that point and fail to fire. In court, Ibarra's attorneys said they're reserving the option of pursuing a not guilty by reason of insanity defense. After the school shooting on June 5th, a diary kept by Ibarra came to light. In it, he allegedly said he'd stopped taking his antidepressant meds because he wanted to, quote, feel the hate. Seattle Pacific University student Natalie Pimblett knew murder victim Paul Lee. She was in the courtroom for the arraignment. The experience, she says, was surreal.
You know, I've kept up with the news. I've read all the articles, seen all the pictures. But to actually see him, you know, a few feet away from me, someone who has caused so much harm to my friends and my community, it was very tough.
Pimblett, who will be a senior, was actually in court as part of her job. This summer, she's working as an intern in the King County Prosecutor's Office. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.